Yo, Fousey, I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
We starting to... Yo, welcome back to the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. We are on episode 85, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day, night. It don't matter what time of the day it is, because it's beautiful as long as you're listening to us. I hope you went ahead and voted to nominate us for the Best of Charleston. By the time you hear this, it will be too late. And if you didn't do it, you're a sucker. Because the 25th of January is when they stopped. I am way more by now convinced we have enough nominations. So if they don't have us nominated, we boycotting them. Not that we was going to them previously, so it's kind of a fruitless boycott. But in theory, it's a boycott. I want you to realize sometimes all you need is a break from people needing you, because all you need is you. With that being said, we got a fully flavored show today. That sounds like a pause.
Yeah, we got... That was kind of crazy.
Yeah. Super pause worthy.
Let's get Albany out of the way.
please, let's get it out the way.
We got the upstate of the upstate in the building as usual at this point. AB's favorite podcaster. And he and AB is his favorite player, so it's a mutual love and respect.
Nate the Great. Yo, nasty, Bobby, nasty, nasty. Nate the Great.
Nate, talk to the people.
What's going on, guys? It's Nate. A little under the weather, but I'm here. And it, as always, it's my court.
Next up is a regular. Brian, where do you stay?
D.C.
Okay, because I always be thinking Baltimore, because we would have got there and then, you know.
Oh, no, nah, I made it out.
Brian, be knowing.
Brian, talk to the people.
Hello. Beautiful people. Good to be here again and talk to you guys one more time.
I almost thought you was going to leave out the beautiful parts. Like, damn, they stopped being beautiful that quick.
They always beautiful. And the rest of y'all, too. Shout out to the rest of y'all.
Shout out to the beautiful people and the rest of you. After that, we taking them to church today. Deacon, say what's up to the people.
Yo, what's good, people? Glad to be back on Fousey's podcast. It's been a minute. So looking forward to some good conversation.
It's kind of like you need a re-coga, but that's cool. We going. And last up, Hollywood up to no good. Whatever face podcast, speak your mind, sir. But speak it off mute, because we always go through this. I'm just going to...
I was waiting for my drop, because everybody else got dropped. So I was waiting.
Yeah, I didn't get no drop either. That's kind of wild. But
you gave bum-ass Nate from Albany a drop.
You could have played Kirk Franklin for me or something like that. That's crazy.
So yeah, that's wild.
There's a certain amount of podcasts you have to be on here.
I feel you.
Get a drop.
Yeah, Corey. Set the game up.
All right, so before we start, I want to give everyone a friendly reminder. Friendly reminder. After everyone graduated high school, they released everybody into the world, including the special ed kids. So our entire lives, we were separated, and boom, May and June of your graduating year, it was integration. That's why some of y'all baby mothers and baby fathers don't get you. One of y'all is likely newer to society than the other, and they still special ed. So my boy Faree for dropping that jewel. Anyway, Fake Mad Podcast. Everybody good. Everybody good. Everybody.
It is crazy.
Last time.
It's nuts.
there's a message in that. I can't expound on it. But yeah, everybody stay safe. We're gonna start with something that caused a bit of controversy on the internets. Internets, rest in peace, Combat Jack. Internets. Who was a better childhood crush, Topanga or Ashley Banks? We'll start with the way that we started with introductions. Nasty Nate.
You know Nate answer. Come on. Why are you starting? You know his answer.
Let the man speak. to pick are actually banks you can use in consideration what they look like today. Both are smoking hot still to this day.
I would say both, they both fine as hell still today. Yeah, so
you can use whatever metrics you want to use and vocalize them. Who is the better childhood crush, Topanga or Ashley Banks?
Yes.
You must pick one. You must pick one.
I gotta pick one. I got stipulations here because it makes sense. Like, this is crazy. Like
stipulations, when I was, crazy.
When I was younger, it was Topanga. But then when I got older, when Ashley became like the pop star when she was a singer, I was like, oh, I'm all about that. Because at that point, Topanga was type washed. She was in college. I wasn't. So.
He was in college.
Damn, all right. I'm gonna still go Topanga. Damn, y'all got me.
One for Topanga. Brian B. Knowing.
I'm gonna go with Ashley, man, just because I feel like the outfits is better. Topanga had that dusty that dusty
flowers.
Yeah, nah.
And y'all, you know what she also had though? Titties.
She did. She was solid. But you know, I can't be walking around DC where she got on the faded paisley. Oh, nah.
Wait, do you think she still dresses like that today?
No, yes. But in real life though, she's actually a sneakerhead. She actually a sneakerhead, got a closet full of sneakers. Yeah, she on it now, but you said Topanga and Ashley, not Tatiana and
Danielle.
Whatever her real name is. Danielle.
Hey, I met her in real life. Deegan,
which one?
Topanga. If I met Ashley, Boozy Banks. Deegan.
So yeah, I think it was Ashley Banks. Pretty clear, respectfully. I saw a lot of Topangas on your wall, and that was just disrespectful because I thought people forgot for a second what Ashley Banks looked like. And Nate brought up a good point. If you bring up peak Ashley Banks talking, you know. Make Up Your Mind, Ashley Banks, when she had the outfit on, she's singing. Topanga ain't got nothing on that. So I don't know what we're talking about here. There was no time in Topanga's life that she ever looked better than that Ashley Banks. Disrespectful. Y'all got to stop.
He said disrespectful.
I'm done.
Disrespectful. I'm all done. Got to stop. I ain't even going to hold you. I was going to jump off the couch when they had her on Bel Air this past season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's a teacher.
Boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Hollywood, who was your better? I feel like I always have to give a disclaimer when I'm asking Hollywood these questions. This is before he was married when he had these thoughts.
Hollywood, you can keep it current. You can keep it current. You don't gotta put.
I don't want wife be mad at me. She listens to the show.
Occasionally. I feel like if you would have said Topanga or Kelly Kapowski, we would have had a real conversation.
Ashley Banks or Topanga.
But that's why the answer is Ashley Banks and Ashley Banks all day. You know, I love that you got Deegan and Nate up here because we're going to get a whole bunch of different. This is going to be.
Well, I posted on Fuzzy's wall that my childhood crush was Pam Grier. So he should have added her. You know what I'm saying? My childhood crush was older, you know, Pam Grier. I don't know who these other two.
What TV show was Pam Grier on when you were?
No matter. She wasn't on no TV show. She was in those movies. That's all that mattered.
Yeah, Pam would be in the league. You got to do it. Pam with another set of women. These two, yeah, they can't.
There's no comparison to Pam.
Yeah.
And she had, the cocaine coochie. So I don't want to bring up
Pam
Grier right now.
Richard Pryor. Shout out Richard Pryor.
He had all the women's and the men's. Okay. So. What was that count? So it was two for Ashley and it was two for Topanga?
Oh, it was three. Ashley, one Topanga.
Yeah, Nate voted for Topanga.
I'm rocking with Nate then.
Nasty. Both of y'all just nasty. Nasty work, bro.
I'm not going to lie. I thought it was going to be anonymous for Topanga and I was going to say, well, then I'm rocking with Ashley. It was not anonymous. And you can't have Nate being the lone wolf. To be clear, Tatiana Ali can still get it.
Yeah, she's still fine. She's still gonna look good.
Be clear, Topanga, Danielle McKinney can still get it. And so, And so that was my last name. But yeah, so yeah. They both were fine. Tatiana still fine as they. Then when I met Danielle, she was cool. I cannot tell that story, but on air. But she's great.
There we go.
Person. Moving on. Oh, it was a segment. So it's for y'all. It might be a tiebreaker. So I wanted to give you guys a choice here of which topic you wanted to discuss. I didn't want to discuss both. So we have topic one, and you guys just give me a one or two. But topic one is brother beat up by one night stand. And topic two is father-in-law wants some action. Brian, give me a one or a two.
You said brother beat up by one night stand.
Our father-in-law wants some action.
Oh God. I'm gonna go.
God. One or two.
I'm gonna go one.
Deacon, one or two.
I'm gonna go with one. Number two sound kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Just nasty for some reason. So I'm gonna go with one.
That's a Pornhub topic, like John.
For real, number two sound crazy. I'm good. I'm go with one.
Hollywood, one or two.
I'm going number one.
All right, Nate. It don't matter, but which one you want to do? One.
I got a question though. Yeah,
question. I have an inquiry.
I'm not thinking about it, but is Shorty fine in the picture at least? Because,
yo.
I'm going number one because I want to know how you get beat up. But
all right, number one. The answer is yes, she was fine. All right,
nah, Fousey, where in Albany was number two taking place at?
Oh man, that's crazy. They're already throwing shots. That's why.
Oh, this is gonna be all pocket. All right,
there we go.
Let me read this so that the audience knows what we're saying. You guys actually don't have it either, so. All right. Pause in advance. I'm reading from the lady who wrote it point of view. I met Bernard at a club. It was supposed to be a one-night stand. The sex was weak as... The next day, he refused to get out of my bed. I worked from home, and several times, I asked him to leave. He said, I ain't got nowhere to go, so I'm staying here. Listen, I didn't want police involved because it could go badly. So I asked my older brother to come over and evict this Dusty. Bernard knocked my brother out and tried to sexually assault him. I screamed at the top of my lungs. Bernard turned my unconscious brother on his stomach and pulled at his pants. I hit Bernard with a skillet. He choked me just as my neighbor banged on the door. Bernard opened the door and pushed his way out. I've lost all respect for my brother. He came to my house just to get beat up. I threw cold water on him and told him that he owes me an apology for not defending me right. My mother is mad at me for putting my brother in danger. Why the shit I'm not worthy of protecting? Why do mothers devalue their daughters? How do I cope with my toxic family? Deacon!
Wow.
The topic y'all chose.
See, Deacon. That's what y'all get.
Wow.
Should have picked a stepdad.
Yo, how's that story real? Yo, that's crazy.
That's crazy. What are your thoughts on this? And how does she cope with her toxic family? Like, they're toxic ones.
Yeah, I don't know how to address that. I mean, like...
What advice would you give to the young lady whose brother got knocked out?
She knocked him out, right? Because she hit him with the skillet?
While he was choking on her brother, or while he was pulling on her brother's pants, she hit him with the skillet.
I don't think he fell out, though.
No. He choked her, and then they banged on the door, and he ran out. He thought it was the cops or something. But nah, no, she didn't knock him out. He knocked
on that shit. Out,
and she hit him with a skillet. I guess her skillet game ain't as strong. She can't cook. What you doing with that? Anyway, what's your advice to the young lady and R to the brother?
I guess no more one-night stands, I guess. I don't know. Ain't really that much advice you can give in that situation. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Does she have a right to be mad at the brother?
No, she called him over.
But he lost the fight.
I should know it.
She should. It's her brother. She knows if he can fight or not. I mean, like, Like, if I'm related to you, I'm pretty confident in knowing if you can handle yourself or not. So she probably already knew he was going to get beat up. She didn't need to put him in that situation.
Hollywood.
Two things. I need you to play the teach your man how to squabble. When this airs, when you do your editing, I need that right there. Teach your man how to squabble. And two, this is the problem when people say, don't make me get my brother or my uncle or my father. You better make sure they got hands, because whoever you call them, you better make sure they've had a fight or two in their life and they can hold their own. If you just going off of, I'm related to them, so let me call them over, you're going to be like this story here. Because, fam, not only, and I don't know how far you want to go with this topic, but your brother came over, got knocked out, and almost got his manhood taken from him. So what the heck?
The quote, what, like, when you awaken, your manhood will be taken.
Man, let me tell you something. Our brother should have, like, 50 used to say, get the strap, but that could be a double entendre in this scenario. Hey, so I don't know. I don't know. Just teach a man how to squabble is all I got to say, man. And she shouldn't be invited to no more family functions because you brought your brother over here.
Why is for she all mad this? At mom? I mean, when mom is mad at her, but why is she mad? Why is she calling her family toxic?
The mom knew she couldn't fight, probably, or he couldn't fight.
You put your brother in danger. Nate, you missed the call my sisters. So I feel like this.
The sister definitely wouldn't have got knocked out, just so y'all know. But Christmas, like, the whole family's getting fighting lessons. We're getting shooting lessons. The brother, he needs to go into witness protection because my man is a victim. And like, I just can't. Like, how you go over there and you get beat up and they flip you and the butt, like, spread your shit?
Why didn't he?
Like what? Of his own. Like, why, like, yeah, like, I just don't understand. Like, you're going to pull up to your sister's house. Like, she's like, yo, this guy put his hands on me. Like, I'm coming with whatever I need. I'm not, like, I'm coming whatever I need. Next thing, no, I'm on the carpet. My sister throwing water on me, and my pants is at my ankles, but I didn't put them there. And nobody, like,
why are my pants down in my sister's house?
Like, I showed up with my pants on, my belt was on, and now my belt is at my ankles. Like, and man's is running down the block.
It's diabolical, man.
No solutions.
And what makes real quick with the other guy? Like, what makes you think, like, yo, I just knocked him out? You know what? I'm gonna finish the job. Like, that's like a fatality. He just, like.
We don't know his past, but I get the feeling this is a Money Mike moment. You are a boy.
He's about to tear. Literally,
he's about to tear in front of her.
Brian. The neighbor saved his life.
Right?
Okay, so one, sis, you got to be a better judge of character. How you mismanage this situation so bad? You found a man that ain't got nowhere to go tomorrow. He immediately tried to squat in your home and then beat your brother up and try to take your brother butt in front of you. You know how sick you got to be to sexually assault somebody in front of another person, namely their family member? Dude. Fellas, exercise your Second Amendment right, man. Brother should have went over there with
some.
Yeah, like,
the banger.
Because you don't know what you're walking into. B, I still blame the sister because women love them a tall, strong man. He probably fit her physical fantasy. He's 6 feet plus, 200 something pounds, and your brother 5'8", 160, trying to figure out why your brother got knocked out. Come on, shorty.
Hey, Brian, just for the people know, how tall are you?
I'm 5'3", but I also wouldn't have went over there empty-handed. Because I know the type of situation I can
you gotta show up. You gotta show up with something your height. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, I'm nah. I'm like,
he said show up with something your height is mad funny.
First of all, I might have told myself, hey, yo, call the police, man. Because if I come over there, the police gotta get called anyway. So just go ahead and call them. I meet them there.
I'm going to beat the police there by about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Either way it go.
Right. Either way it go, the police got to be there. So just go ahead and call the police, man.
All right. Who was in the wrong here? Was it the guy who wanted to stay? I mean, he might have told her, I'm going to be with you all night and day. We don't know.
He just wanted a meal and, like, What is it? Two hots and a cot or something? Like, that's
three.
What he wanted. Three hots and a cot.
He didn't even try. He said, "All right, I'm gonna come by later." He just straight nine going to work. Sir, I have to clock in. What are you doing? Like, I have things to do right now. You gotta go.
Dude was like, "Oh, you work from home?" Hey, the pitfalls. Turn that. I work from home. The pitfalls are working from home.
And this is why white women, you should not date black men. And this is exactly what happened.
No one ever said the guy was black.
Yeah.
That was racist. I mean, his name was Bernard. It can go either way with that name.
I just wanted to say the moral of the story is that those people that Biggie was talking about and what's beef, those people exist. Yeah. And surround yourself with people who know how to squabble. That's all.
Well, it ain't say he got beat up. He said he got knocked out. So if you stood there trying to talk to him, like, "Hey, man, you got,"
it might have sucker punched.
Yeah.
All right. Snoop Doggy Dogg has turned down $100 million to put. I'm not reading that. Why did they word it like that? Don't expect Snoop Dogg to be jumping on the OnlyFans money train anytime soon. Despite a growing list of celebrities and some people from Albany cashing out on the platform, and his willingness to be a part of almost any ad campaign or opportunity in the sports world, it's not going to happen. And it's not because he wouldn't make a lot of ton either. It's because his wife of nearly 27 years, Shantae Brodus, won't let him, not even for $100 million. Although, to be fair to Snoop, it doesn't sound like he got high enough to even ask her. He already knew the answer, and he turned down the offer before asking his wife. He talked about the possibility of joining while an appearance on the Fake Matt podcast. Snoop said, "They were like, OnlyFans wants you to come on there. Pause. You can do about $100 million. All you got to do is show your doggy snacks." He added that there was no way his wife would approve of the move. "Ain't no way in the world she gonna allow me to go on there and pull that out for no amount of money. It's not like Snoop needs the cash. He's a multi-millionaire. He has clothing lines and everything else you can name of. He has partnerships with Martha Stewart, Kevin Hart, and all of the et cetera." So the man turned down $100 million. It's a lot of money. Maybe it's not a lot of money for somebody who has a lot of money, but it starts with a lot of money. Hollywood. Unmute yourself first. I'm gonna see.
I was waiting for the question or something. You said Hollywood didn't think. Yeah, I was waiting.
But see, when I see the arrow over the mic, the little red, I want to make sure that you are conscious in the conversation. We're having a conscious conversation.
I ain't the guy from the last story. I'm waiting.
You ain't running to Bernard yet. two part question. Would you accept $100 million?
Yes.
To be on
next part. Next question.
But what if wifey ain't down for it?
Let's ask her right now. Let's do this in real time.
Put on a phone.
Let's do this in real time.
I don't even think she.
I got a question for you. This is great. I need you to answer. So please. All right. So would you let me do OnlyFans for $100 million?
Oh yeah.
What are we talking about?
He ain't even giving $100 million. Are you on a Fake Mad podcast? And the only person that he just said. All right. So the answer is yes and yes.
Now I understand. Well, hold on. Wait. Go ahead. The Corey rule goes. Let me just say, I understand Snoop's wife's point. It's like Snoop really might be the most recognizable name. And
he's also wealthy. So it's a different. He has hundreds of millions of dollars at this point. I don't know how much. It might not be hundreds of millions, but he's worth at least a couple of million, right? I don't pocket check anybody. But if you go from the appearances of everything Snoop does besides the smokeless shit that he tried, everything he touches turns to gold or to weed, and he smokes it. So it might be a different situation, but go ahead, Hollywood.
Think about it this way. You go on CVS right now, you're going to see Snoop and his wife's bonnet collection. You go on ShopRite or C-Town or Giant, you're gonna see Snoop Cereal. Snoop ain't hurting for money out here.
Wiggly, just for those that listen to me and don't know any of those supermarkets. They're supermarkets.
Yeah. I try to throw Giant in there. Y'all got Giant down there?
We do have Giant.
Yeah, yeah.
Food but, Lion.
Okay. I ain't got none of them.
You got Albany's Finest.
It's a got Market 32.
Stop saying you're from New York. And you know we got New York supermarkets. Stop saying you're from New York. But Snoop ain't hurting for money, is my point. And I don't think it would have devalued him by going on OnlyFans, but sometimes when you, like you said, when you got paper, you can turn down a check when you got, like, me right now, I ain't got nothing. So give me that $100 million, and I'm doing my moral rules later.
You work in corporate America, yeah? Retail America
ain't offering me $100 million.
How do you show up to work tomorrow after showing up on OnlyFans the day before?
With $100 million in my pocket. What are we talking about?
Not showing up to work. What do you mean?
Exactly. What are you showing up to work? All right, Nate. I get it. Corey, you're a yes and a yes, boss. Nate.
Oh, yeah, it's coming out. It's a pause.
Hey, yo.
Can you rephrase that?
No, I can't rephrase it. I'm doing what I got to do. That's $100 million.
I get the feeling it's, whoa. You're doing what you got to do? That's not a one and done. They just don't want to take a picture of the hammer and then you.
No, that's fine. I'm going to do, don't worry. I'm going to get the collab in with Martha. Like, if that's my homie, I'm in.
Are you saying you're smashing Martha Stewart?
Are you saying you're not?
The question was posed for you.
I rest my case. So, I'm definitely doing it. Like, but shout out to Snoop though for actually like checking in with his wife on it. Like, I'm not married, so I don't really know how that goes. But I feel like that's a good thing to have, like respecting your relationship. So shout on him. But I would still let fire the hammer picks off for the OnlyFans.
I'm trying to figure out. This is the problem. This is separation between millennials and Gen Zers, and I'm pretty sure it's a Gen Zer running OnlyFans over there. Cause Snoop had an adult film like 15, 20 years ago, and he ain't pull it out then.
I remember that.
He had on the 18.
Maria Velez was in that too, by the way. But yeah,
in the middle of an orgy and standing on a grotto. That man's outside in the pool with a suit on. He if he ain't do it then, he ain't gonna do it now.
He was only worth $1 million then.
Right. If he wasn't doing it then, he ain't gonna do it now.
Yeah, I just looked up his net worth too. So
what is it?
160.
160 million.
So he good.
So was it a yes or no, Brian? You tried to skip over that part.
Oh, would I do it, man? Would I do it? Yes.
What if your wifey has reservations?
What if she got reservations? She'll be fine.
And no, Nate didn't just send a picture of Martha Stewart talking about y'all gonna clap that.
Show him the picture.
You're a disgusting man. I was showing, but Deacon, this is a good one because Deacon got to go from this is a faith versus funds. Ooh, that's a good one. Faith versus funds. Deacon, $100 million. You gotta, wifey just gonna have to understand. Deacon, $100 million. You doing this?
Yeah, I'm with Corey. You know, I'm just gonna ask my wife, and as long as she says yes, I'm gonna see how many inches they want. If they want all the inches, if they want just some of the inches, but I'm whipping that whole thing out. Respectfully, I'm whipping that whole thing out.
That's not how. That's not how the question was phased at all.
Time to throw that baby leg out.
You find a way for baby leg to be mentioned every podcast.
That might be the funniest interview I ever saw, man. Outside of like Orlando Brown, man.
All right, new question based on the picture that that Nate just posted. Hollywood, you smashing Martha?
Can we ask Nate if he gonna smash a black woman? Is that the same?
Yes.
You can't get out of his hoodie to answer the question.
So yeah, man. I'm almost out there jumping out my. Got me out here looking crazy. It's 2 weeks before Black History Month, and you put me on the milk merchant list. Like, what is going on here? I'm an equal opportunity employer, baby.
Me, milk merchant list is wild. But with that said, yes, I answered you.
No, not Hollywood yes. Deacon. Hollywood. No. Wait, this is not $400 million. This is just if you smash her now.
Martha Stewart. Well, nah, that's a lot of computer generated to help her look. We know how she looked. And no, I ain't smashing Martha Stewart. She ain't
Martha got $100 million. What are we talking about?
I'll smash Oprah, but now I'm good on Martha Stewart.
And she did a bid like that.
That's the same tier, Martha and Oprah. Oh,
Oprah still look good to me. I don't know what y'all talking about.
You ain't never seen her naked.
She was looking good in the movie The Butler. She was looking good.
Which one was the one where she was the driver? Not driving Miss Daisy, the other one.
That was the color purple. She didn't look good. Yo, what is
no, wrong? No, there was like a new one, like a new version. Or it might have been a white dude was the driver and she was the rich one. It was like some reverse joint.
That's her real life.
This is an Instagram video.
If she gonna get me a refrigerator, I'm knocking Oprah down too.
I'm getting Oprah pregnant. Brian, you knocking down Martha Stewart?
For the OnlyFans check, yeah, but just for the hell of it, no.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Nobody want Martha except for you, Nate.
How you even add her to the equation, bro? She wasn't part of any part of this.
Yo, Nate's a nasty, nasty.
Nah, because that's Snoop's homie.
That lady is 82 years old, bro.
Okay, then I'm 82. They said
Snoop Dogg, I definitely knocked out Martha Stewart. Like, what?
Oh, man.
Listen, black men don't cheat, but... Hey, so...
I'm leaving that at that. Angela Bassett, Oprah Winfrey.
They're all getting knocked down, too. Like,
sign me up.
Like I said, I'm an equal opportunity employer. Like,
all right,
I'm giving it to them all.
Speaking of knocking down things.
Oh, yeah, I'm broke, so payroll ain't going out the first week.
Y'all got me back. That's an ill transition. All right. Speaking of knocking down things that you should not. Former President Donald Trump was recently photographed with what appeared to be blood on the palm of his right hand. Unfortunately, the photo has led to wild conspiracies and theories on social media, including the trending of the word syphilis. Donald Trump has syphilis. The photo taken after he left his criminal at his trial on Wednesday. He was waving at supporters and embattled politician inadvertently exposed the red marks on his palms and fingers. His team said that they were paper cuts. Now, I've had a paper cut or two in my life working in corporate America and also retail America. Shout out Food and Bev America. I've never cut myself more than once at one setting. You know, it's like the paper cut me. I say, ow, and I move along. I don't keep going, ow, and swoosh my hand around. Somebody said maybe he tried to pick up a Bible and burned him. In the pictures, his right hand looks visibly injured and what appears to be red blotches scattered across his palm. Sources close to the president have said it was simply a paper cut, singular, and that caused blood to spread around his palm, but it looks like sores. However, social media has run amok, thinking what it could be. They say Syphilis Don is his new nickname. And it's trending because Trump's word salad is getting worse and he has obvious signs on his hand. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it looks like the cuts on his hands look like sores. If you go to, MedX or MedDoc? What's the joint you can go to and look up what symptoms you have? Somebody know. I'm not the only one. MedMD or doctor?
Yeah, MedMD. WebMD. Yeah.
It's not only me. If you go on WebMD, you type in the symptoms, then you write you have sores on your hands. It comes up as immediate and anonymous for secondary syphilis. So Trump got the clap. Al Capone died of syphilis in prison. They say that he might be the worst germaphobe ever. Literally. His team wants everybody to know it's a paper cut. Of course, it points to craziness and so on online. We also know the guy is a liar. So apparently he might have the clap, which means that his wife might have it too. All right, I lost count. So let's go back to Nate. You had the clap. What are your thoughts on this?
Dog, you about to get me jammed up out here. As somebody that works in printing, paper cuts don't look like that. So my man is super duper burning. And sorry, Deke, but he looked like a old boy from the Bible that had leprosy.
The one Jesus saved?
Yeah, the one he literally walked over and touched him was like, "Ah, you good, my G. Ooh, Bible stop scratching."
Who did Jesus save leprosy?
What I can't remember his name. But...
Come on, Deke, stop Googling. Who did Jesus save with leprosy? You gotta come off of me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nah, I don't know that off the top of my head. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, you good? You good? It's like, yeah, man. That's what he looked like. This is crazy, but that's a good campaign, I guess. If you're gonna run on STD prevention, have at it.
Gotcha. Well, I'm gonna give Deke some bell here. They never named him. They just said it was a man who was a leopard, and they named him a leprosy. Hollywood, what do
you owe me an apology?
I don't owe you an apology. I just gave you bell. I saved you. You say you ain't know. His name was a man with a leper, a man with leprosy, and Jesus killed him. That's one of the first stories they taught about Jesus, because that was him accepting everybody. Now, Deke, what answers do you have that Jesus dated a prostitute, Mary Magdalene? Anyway, I'm sorry. Hollywood.
I was about to say, what are we doing right now?
You think she would do OnlyFans?
Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. That's why, and that was his girlfriend by all accounts. Deke gonna be mad at me, but I'm sorry if you research it. Anyway, we're not here for that. Hollywood, the question's on you. What are your thoughts about Trump having a clap?
Nothing, right to Brian. How are you doing, Brian? Yeah, because I got nothing. What do you want me to say? Trump has a clap.
Do you think it is a clap, or do you think it's a paper cut? Is that a better question?
Thank you. Thank you for phrasing that better. I think that is the blood on his hands from January 6th insurrection.
That was good.
That's a good one, yeah. Yeah, you got that.
Brian, good luck. What are your thoughts on that?
See, this is why you gotta be quick on your feet. Trump could have been, man, I've been clapping this paper. You dig? I'm out here getting to it while y'all brokies worry about what I'm doing. Looking at my hands, count your own money. But those do look like blotches, though. I've never seen a wide paper cut like that before.
Paper.
But also, I wouldn't be surprised if he had syphilis. He 77. He been famous the last 30 some years. He's on record for grabbing women by the vagina. This that syphilis is on par for him, I feel like.
All right. Deacon, what are your thoughts on this? Is this a holy man?
I'm with Brian. I think it's syphilis. I think it's on par with how he acts anyways. Prostitutes and stuff. I'm pretty sure he's cheating on his wife. And
Oh, yeah, like, never mind. Go ahead.
I hope it's. I'm not saying it like that, but I'm pretty sure he's cheating on his wife, and yeah, that's about it. I hope it's worse though. I hope it's worse than syphilis. I hope it's to a point that he can't run for office. That's what I hope. So let's just hope it's worse. Let's hope it's worse.
Worse than syphilis is crazy.
Nah, yo, like the waterfalls video, the three letters took him to his final resting place. Like, get him out of here. I feel you.
You know, he is old. He don't recover from stuff the same way. So he might not. This might be.
We haven't recovered from anything.
Facts.
Fuck him.
Wait, all right, I have a question for the panel. The Fake Mad Mafia. This is the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. I have a question for y'all. All of y'all. Do y'all know why it's called the clap? This is a legit question. Anybody?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Nah.
Hollywood?
Nope.
come off mute to answer the question. It's okay. Just off mute it. Double off mute it. That's Hollywood check. Okay. Well, y'all don't know. Brian, you know why it's called the clap?
No idea.
All right. And I researched this. It's mad funny. So the reason it's called the clap is one of the symptoms of syphilis is that you have the specimen coming out of your yamin. Mm-hmm. And the way that they got it out back in the day, they literally would take two blocks and they would clap your penis.
Bro.
Oh my god.
I tell you what, if that ever would have happened to me, no more sex.
my silence was my answer. You asked me, I didn't come off mute because my silence was no, I haven't heard of it. No, I figured you would just take that and keep going. But yes, that's disgusting.
Dang, bro. Oh my god. Like,
yeah, that's why I scored a clap. I swear to God.
And this is the innovations in medicine. They're like, we just gonna take two blocks.
Well, they clapped it out. I mean, you know, it wasn't their penis. They was doing anything. Like, oh, I'll get it.
They treating your joint like a toothpaste tube. That's nuts. Yeah.
Like, they had this. Like, we're not even gonna try to roll it down. You're just straight. Like,
oh, and then the claps, you know, like, hey. Imagine telling your friends back then you got the clap and they're like,
bro. Good luck, my boy.
Imagine if they use that in health classes nowadays, man. I promise you, the whole world would be celibate. If that's what they told you, you get it, they're going to clap you with two bricks.
You know what? You're right,
man. They told us that a girl can't get pregnant out of her mouth. And we tried.
You saw her shoot it like that Vegas, like the Vegas fountain. You know what? Keep going.
Sorry. Hey, Nate.
I was told me to put bourbon in the tea. Now y'all got it. See?
You got to chill.
I put a couple shots.
I went vodka today. Mainly, he's not having teas or bourbon. So I went vodka today, and we still wilding. All right. This is an older story, but I thought it was a great story. Especially, I got two married men on this. All right. I found old text on my husband's phone. He called me ugly chick. A woman is devastated after discovering old text messages on her husband's phone calling her ugly and bragging about how he was using her. Jane Lewis, a 40-something-year-old from New Jersey, that this is probably South Jersey because the North Jersey chicks, they not gonna put up with this. A 40-year-old from New Jersey revealed that she was scrolling through her unidentified husband's phone with permission, when she came across disturbing text messages from when the two first got together 6 years ago. Let me stop here just to say, my man was so confident that he wasn't cheating on her. He wasn't doing anything wrong. He had nothing of suspicion in his phone. She asked to use his phone. He said, sure, babe. Here you go. And you know what she did? She probably hit that search bar and typed in her name. That's a little trick that I learned from. Anyway, they'll get you. I went through his messages to see who he was talking to. Him and his friend don't text that often, so I only had to scroll back about 10 messages. I don't believe that, but we'll rock with it. As she quickly scrolled back to the time around the beginning of their relationship, she was heartbroken to read how disrespectfully he talked about her to his friend. I got to one from when we first got together saying, I'm using her for money. She's ugly, and I won't have... Oh, sorry, they put a picture right in the middle of where I was reading. So he continued boasting about how he planned to make out with her for a little bit. I'm going to just make out with her for a little bit, keep her happy. But she looks nothing like the hot girls I see all the time. Despite his beliefs that hot chicks are stuck up anyway, it was pretty bad. It was very shocking. She was devastated, she said. The mother of three... And Lisa, his kids, confronted her husband of 2 years. So they were together 6 years and they got married 2 years ago. He claimed to be remorseful and incredibly embarrassed of his former immature self. Was he remorseful and embarrassed that she found it or what he said? Anyway, he was mortified. He was pretty upset and he apologized. He said he felt bad about himself at the time and he wanted to make himself feel better. yeah, boo boo, whatever you believe. She still struggles to come to terms with how these past messages were disturbing. She doesn't know how she'll move on. She's hurt. If he asks a question, she'll say, "I'm not stupid, I'm just ugly." He calls me beautiful, but I don't believe him. So here's what I do when people say things, and I've said this before, and maybe I might be a little bit of an asshole on this, but if you start off by saying, "I know I'm ugly, blah, blah, blah," I'll just, well, if that's what you believe, then that's what I'll address you as. That's just me. I'm self-esteem starts with self. Anyway, to finish this, she thought they had a nice relationship. She doesn't understand any of it. He was so nice to her and appreciative of everything she did. Because you have money. He was all around pretty kind. She had a double take when she found the messages. She admits she never would have married him if she found these messages before the wedding. It seems like the relationship is based on a lie. He doesn't treat me like that. It was out of character. He wasn't the person he was when we were together. He was sweet and flat. Flattering. Who said flat? Now she worries if she can trust her husband after finding the old messages. He's clearly a different person to me than he is to his friends, and that's messed up. Marriage means a lot to him, and he said he was never going to marry someone unless it was really special. But I don't believe anything he tells me now. He could be telling me one thing and other people the other. Now, they had her picture in the article, and they blinked out his face. Hey, lady, if it's your picture in there, they going to know who your husband is. Like, you only got one. I don't know. Let's start with Brian. Brian, what are your thoughts on this? Is she right to feel a gripe? And before you answer, I just want to say, you can grow to like people. People who you are not attracted to at first, if you're around them long enough and y'all have so much in common, beauty is only skin deep and based on how you're feeling. Or if you have enough wild turkey. Brian, what are your thoughts on this? Is she right to feel some type of way? And why is she even looking at her man's phone with permission?
So when I read the headline, I was like, oh, that's mean. I started reading the story. I'm scrolling through, and I saw a picture of her. And I was like, well, I kind of see.
It's the well for me. It's the well. The
Brian. You know, she not. I can see how she might not be everybody's type. Let's say that. We'll say that. I can understand how she could be an acquired taste. You know what I'm saying? And so, like Fousey said, sometimes it take you a minute to acquire the taste. You dig? You know what I'm saying? So he powered through it, and he found somebody that he loved, man. That's what's really important. You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't have stayed. He wouldn't have married you. He wouldn't have stayed. Like he said, he probably just talking crazy to his friend. You dig? He ain't talked to this friend in 10 years. That's not even a real friend. He's just putting on a show for somebody that's not even important to y'all.
And I'll ask this position. We can admit sometimes we don't tell the whole truth to our boys when we feeling somebody.
That's true.
We build the wall around a person we feeling just because we don't want to be viewed in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead, finish your thought.
Hey, so yeah, he could really love you. Or you should probably stop trusting them. I don't know. I don't know the dynamic to what y'all got going on. But y'all got kids, man. Work it out. Just, you know, he thought that you was ugly. They got a whole ugly dog competition. They found the ugliest dogs. And they be like, oh, he's so ugly. He cute. You know what I'm saying?
The ugliest dog in the world, girls will still love him. But when it comes to him, he felt different. Anyway, Nate, let's go to you next. I'm saving the married men for last. Pause. What are your thoughts on this, Nate? If you discovered this, or if you're, how do you go about this? And what are your thoughts? What's your advice to her? And what are your thoughts on this?
I'm looking at this picture of her, and like Brian said, yeah, you know, love is love. Like, love who you love, I guess. She ain't the greatest looking, but he was probably lying to his man because, you know, he clearly saw something. But if I'm her, I guess I'm going to try to keep it together for the kids, but that's about it. Like, you're not going to get much out of me after that. Like, if you think I'm ugly or whatever the case may be,
he never said
we ain't really got to do this. What happened?
I said he never said the sex was bad.
Oh no, but that's probably why he stayed, because she probably got that gripper. Because this picture I'm looking at, it looks like she ain't got, like, she might have dentures, so these gums might do work. And if that's the case, then you might just gotta tough it out, doggy.
Hollywood. I want to change up the situation and say, if you happen to be going through your wife's phone for whatever reason, you know, with permission, she has nothing to hide, and then you find some old messages, and when you first started dating her and you found some unfavorable things, how would you feel about that?
Boozy, I'm probably the most I don't care Corey word you ever going to meet in your life. And I'd be like, I would make jokes about it myself, because it's not like, fam, we married. Like, jokes on you. Jokes on you. We married. And
gotcha.
Dig, you there? Because Dig.
Deacon is a real Christian.
No. Because him and I had this conversation on my pod before, where I asked him, I don't know if he remembers, but I asked him if his wife was his type when they got married. And we had a long conversation about that. And it was like, sometimes you don't marry what your type is. Like, do you remember that conversation?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not like a knock to what your type was when you were younger, but you grow to love a person. Me and my wife's story, like, I felt like I was falling for her too fast, right? So my thing was try to diverge all my attention away from falling, because I'm like, nah, this is happening too quick. This can't be blah, 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 blah. Fam, you can't help who you love at the end of the day. Like, they might not be your type when you first start dating.
Facts.
Well,
no, I was agreeing with you. I said you cannot help who you love. That's a fact.
Yeah. Like, I think you're doing the most because you're married with three kids. Like, why are you not looking at that part? You're looking at text messages from how many years? You said 6 years ago?
Yeah, when they first got together.
Fam, what are we talking about? And somebody set it up, Fousey, might have been you, that sometimes we downplay to our boys. My boys didn't know I had a wife until I showed up engaged. They were like, wait, what? They didn't know I had a girlfriend until I showed up engaged.
I was like, damn,
sometimes
you invite them to the wedding?
Nah. Like, because when me and my cousin, we have a circle from college, from high school, that we hang out with. Everybody started bringing their girlfriends around. It wasn't nothing for me to not bring my wife around. It was just like, nah, I'm good. I don't, like, that was one of my, that one of my, for me, it was just a privacy thing. Like, I want to keep this part of my life private. And when the time was right, she'll meet everybody. It wasn't I'm ashamed of her, nothing like that. It was just legit. I was a private person. But yeah, I think she over. She. Hey.
Don't stop me.
I think she tweaking.
Yo, like, when you think about it though, like, from the article, I guess it looked like it sounds like she worked at the grocery store and he's always there. So it's like, you see somebody, like, you learn, like, you just kind of, almost like learn to like them, I guess. I don't know how to say it without sounding crazy.
Grocery store from that.
What happened?
Where'd you get grocery store from that?
Yo, I read another article, fam. I'm over here. She worked at a grocery store. That's how they met.
Bro,
they met
research
at the grocery store because she worked there and he always in there.
So if that's the story. If that's the story, I wouldn't want to tell my boys that my girl worked at a grocery store either. So I would downplay it, because your boys are going to joke with you regardless. Regardless if your wife is fine, regardless if your wife is bad, if she got a six-figure job, if she work at a grocery store, your boy, they're there for you to make jokes. Your boys are there for you to make jokes. So I can understand if that's the actual story, she worked at a grocery store. I can see a world where he didn't want to say nothing because he didn't want on his boy.
Yeah, it says Jack described how he met this ugly chick at the supermarket where Jane worked, and at the time she said she'll literally fuck anything for him. Like, all right.
What? I feel like Nate's story, but
nah, I'm reading this because I'm trying to like I was trying to like, shoot her some
the story. This is a service.
There's a whole TikTok. She made a whole TikTok about it.
I'm trying to understand how he having sex with her for money or talking to her for money.
Grocery store.
Yeah, she worked at the grocery store. Like now, if he just said steaks.
He want that 10% discount, dog.
Yeah, some steak, seafood, some. All right, I get that, but she ain't getting no money at the grocery store, bro. He's just a liar. Now, okay, now, yeah, he really just be lying. He say anything.
Hey,
now
hey,
I see Brian. Why she mad.
Hey, Brian. So when you at Morgan, shout out Morgan State. I used to talk to this girl. Talk is a very loose word. I used to talk to this girl at the McDonald's over there.
Oh, yeah, at the across the street.
Yeah. And was it Northwood Plaza? Well, I guess that's not Plaza, but you know what I mean. They knocked it down. It's a whole new thing now. But she would always bring me the frozen burgers and the frozen chicken. Like, she would just go in there and freeze
it. Oh, she like you for real. Yeah, you ain't get the leftovers. You got
You come to the crib, open my freezer, and it's just a bunch of frozen meat from McDonald's. Yo, don't ask me no questions. Deke, we ain't forget about you. What are your thoughts on this? Actually, no, we're going to switch this up. If you, with permission, because we don't go through people's phones, but if you somehow had your wife's phone, say y'all got in a little friendly competition, you can look to my phone and you look and you do the whole, you go to the search bar, type in your name, and your wife is trashing you, saying he's ugly, he's nothing. I'm using him. And maybe she was for the consummation. Yeah, is that consummation? You consummate your marriage? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it very RG, religion graded for you. But is this, how would you react to that?
Oh, I'll probably be upset for a little while.
Tight.
Yeah, I'll be tight. And then we can talk about it and stuff. And I'll probably be able to move on, like to keep it moving, especially if we got kids and stuff.
Yeah, wait, you already signed up. You're in the matrix.
Nah, I mean, I think it depends. Like what we were saying earlier, like if you got kids, you got a whole family. I think that's more to consider. I mean, if it's just me and you, and I'm seeing like old text messages of you dogging me out and stuff, I'm gonna have like hesitations on continuing our relationship, to be honest with you, because the whole you learn to love somebody and stuff, I think that, I mean, I kind of agree with that, but your initial feelings towards somebody, I don't think that overall changes when you, like, if, like, my wife, like, I was attracted to her. I was, like, really feeling her and stuff, and that grew stronger. So I don't think someone can drastically go from, I think you're ugly and I'm using you the money to, oh, I'm in love with her now and I don't feel this way. And all. Like, I think that's a complete, that's kind of a drastic, that's kind of extreme change of feelings. So I think he might still think she ugly and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
So he, 6 years later, 3 kids later, you think he still thinks she ugly? It's just the sex was that good. I kept her around for 6 years.
I mean, he said for the article you sent to us, he said he was talking about he was using her for money too and stuff like that. So I don't know what his financial situation is. So she might be making more bank than him too.
I just wonder how much a grocery store worker made.
She worked at a grocery store.
That's a hell of a financial situation.
But you don't know what he does for work. He might not even have a job.
He's a sprinkler technician.
Oh, I don't
know how much they make.
I don't know either.
I'm sure it's more than $8.50 an hour.
You can make more than $8.50 at a grocery store, though.
That's true.
Oh God. Now I gotta look. It's what the sprinkler technician.
Nate, where
they
you
gotta make? I feel like that's a. Yo, I'm sending it to y'all right now, man.
Yo, the top earners make $72K. So that's about $35 an hour. So that's not bad in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, that's. Yeah. It's not that bad.
More than a grocery store bagger.
Yeah, you ain't got to talk to the parsley water if you're making 72. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, if you work for Aldi, you can make around that same amount of bank. So she might be making more money than him. I'm just being honest. There are grocery stores where you can make bank. I'm just letting y'all know.
The highest paying, I don't think they're paying 72 for their cashiers. But I don't, I mean, I should know this, right? It's kind of what we do for a living. But it's not my industry, though. I've never hired anybody. Anyway. All right. Here's my thought on this. I agree with her and where she's like, maybe I can't trust him anymore because it's like, why should I trust you? You like ugly people. but you went to, unless there's other issues in the relationship, which it very well may be, and that comes back to a self-esteem thing. And remember what I said in the beginning. Self-esteem begins with self. No one else can give you esteem like you can do for yourself. So yeah, you found some of my old text messages. What you want me to do? You can Matt. What? That's like somebody find some old news. It's like, why you got these news? Like, you went through my phone, not me. That news from 6 years ago. Let me look at it real quick and see who that is. Anyway, like, you gotta stick to your guns. If you love that man, there's no reason why whatever that man did 6 years ago should affect you from loving him today. One would think he's proven to you that he wants to be with you. Maybe he had no other choices. Maybe all those hot girls that he thought were with him went to all their crushes and their boyfriends, or they just...
They were just there for the sprinkles. They ain't really love him.
They ain't love that, man. you know, maybe he thought you were Ashley Banks and you were Topanga, or vice versa. Who knows? And regardless, which is not a real word, but we'll use it anyway. Let's see. We over the time check. But you know, I got one more because we had a woman feeling ugly. So let's twist it back because they say that I'd be having misogynistic guests on here. I don't think so. Last one.
They said that?
Those, they be, whenever in the clips, whenever I says something that they don't like, they always say, why you don't have a woman on there?
Because they last time you tried, she ain't show up, or her computer imploded, or...
Yeah, Nate.
I'm shooting at her. Like, man.
Yeah, Nate. What's
going on here?
Like, oh. Well, woman-based subject, we did. Anyway, I'm just the host.
My windows don't work. Man, if you don't... Sorry, woman.
Sorry, anyway, question: does anyone have a husband that has a bedwetting problem? What would you do if you had to wake up this every morning? Just about him, late 30s. He has multiple pads to use, and at times he chooses not to use them. He refuses to wear diapers. It's been many years of this battle with him going on his whole life. It gets tiring having to wash the bedding all the time, and the smell is awful. The wife is always constantly sanitizing the mattress, and we went through multiple mattresses. He doesn't seem to care and just continues. She seems pissed off. Hollywood, what should she do? I also want to point out the point where she said she has to clean when he does it. That's called a breach of communication anyway.
She should date a man that's going through puberty is what she should do. How the heck you date somebody that's peeing in bed at this big age? I don't get that.
A medical condition, so we don't want to diss that, but it's not the point of him doing it. It's the point of she's having to clean it up. He doesn't care. He's not wearing the diapers. He's not using the pad. A man having to wear a pad is wild, but he has
a man not- pissing the bed habitually is wild too.
Thank you. Like, what are we talking about?
He's officially pissed off.
You can get they sell the pads when your son's transitioning from young boy into puberty, or when your son's transitioning into potty training, when he's sleeping
when it's time for the diapers to go. I'm with you.
They have pads that you can put under the sheets, so I don't understand why she's putting herself through all this. Like, Google something. Why are you dummy? Why you keep going back and cleaning?
Put the pad where he sleeps. Him pissing her off. Okay, Nate.
Did she get a guest room or something? I don't know.
Wait, Hollywood. If that was you, would you leave her?
No, I would get up and go to the bathroom like an adult.
I'm saying if she was the one peeing in the bed all the time.
We would have to have a serious conversation. And if it's not in front of a doctor that's telling me you got a medical condition, yeah. It's gonna be, we gonna have one of those. Look, I ain't gonna be cleaning up the piss or the rest of my life. Let's figure something out. Like, what are we doing?
I ain't want a dog. Why I gotta clean up after a human? Nate, what are your thoughts on this? What is your advice for her?
See, that's messed up because I was about to say you might as well just learn how to take him outside, like ring a little bell at the door when you gotta use the bathroom, like a dog. Because like that's essentially what, like, what is going on? If he ain't got a medical condition, you get rid of that man. Like, he got your whole house smelling like Howard Johnson, and on purpose too. Like, well, like, what makes you think like I'm gonna just piss the bed and lay in it and like just not like take care of myself and be cool with it and have my girl just be like, yeah, I'm a clean it. It's okay. Nah, man.
You love her. He needed cleaning your pee.
I do love her, but I love her enough not to piss the bed and be like, yo, take care of that for me. I also love myself enough not to piss the bed. Like,
well, I'm cleaning your pee. I ain't do it. Brian, you peeing a girl on your bed? Are you peeing the bed on your girl?
No, I think she should leave. Sure, what are you talking about, sis? What? This man, no, he go pee in the bed. And it's not even the pads. They're probably like a big pad that you could lay on the floor. On the bed, kind of like a mini blanket type thing, like a throwaway pad, almost like all the pads that you use when you potty training your dog. That's the type of pads that you're probably talking about. You're not gonna do nothing. You're not gonna do that. You're not gonna wear that. You just go pee on me. No,
that's what I'm saying. Like. That, you know what I mean?
I don't think it's a medical issue. This is a mental health issue. Because what's going on in your brain that make you say, I'ma just pee in the bed?
The puppy pads, leak-proof 1000s.
Nah, it's something up top, broski. And I don't do that type of therapy. That's outside of my scope of practice, man. You got to go somewhere else.
In a piss-written bed. I kicked somebody out of my house before.
No,
that's crazy. Hold on.
Deacon!
She said they went through multiple mattresses.
Mattresses ain't cheap. That's why
they're not cheap. They're not cheap. Not easy to move in or out.
Hey, you think her moved the mattress by herself?
He probably did.
Like, they don't like it. Deacon, what are your thoughts on
that? That's the other part, too. Why is she doing it? I'm with Foodie. Why? Ooh. Ain't no way, bro. I start shooting in here. Stop playing with me.
Boy, ain't no way.
Ain't no way, boy.
Yeah, I agree with the group. She gotta go because
he gotta go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he gotta go. If it's a medical issue, they gotta, you know, try to get it fixed, and he gotta sleep in a different bed until that's situated. And if there's no way to fix it, then he gotta leave, man.
So like, so Deke, if wifey started peeing in bed out of nowhere, you leaving her?
I just said we gotta figure it out. If it's I'm assuming it's a medical situation. If out of nowhere she starts doing it, so we go and try to get it fixed.
What if she, like Liam Neeson, pees himself?
What if she? That's different. Liam Neeson just does that on purpose. That's nasty. He just pees on himself.
His wife should leave him too.
Liam just pees on himself. There's no medical issue.
And Taken, she did leave him, and that's the problem. He started. He probably had a pissy bed. That's why they got divorced. then the kid got taken.
It's nasty. That's a crazy story.
But like, hear me out though. Like, what happens if like you get ready to lay down and you just look at your wife like, "Yep, gonna be one of them nights." And you like, she just know like, "Oh, he gonna piss the bed." Nah. Hey, now you ain't gonna go to sleep.
Nah, yo,
that's crazy.
Yo, assault is happening.
Have sexy time on the piss mattress. On that piss.
Sexy time in the shower. Go wash your ass. Like, what are you doing?
Does he
like,
shower? If he can go have a shower,
be intimate with some soap, nasty boy. Like,
this is a part of your daily routine now. Changing the sheets, monthly routine, buying a new mattress. You know how to get a mattress down the stairs, and then the mattress will probably slip in the wet spot to hit you in the face. Man, no.
Oh.
No, man. We're fighting in real life.
We're in the wrong spot. Like, oh, man. All right. So, let's get to the end of this. This is the part of the show where you tell the world what you are fake mad about. Deacon, what are you fake mad about this week?
Fake mad about the snow. It keeps I'm not sure if it's, are we getting any more snow? Are we done? Just keeps coming out of nowhere. I'm sick of it. Just want to all clear up.
You have the Weather Channel.
The Weather Channel has not been accurate this week.
They be lying.
It's been all over the place.
I can't relate. We don't have snow in Charleston. My bad. Nate, what are you fake mad about this week?
So I'm actually real mad. I got home from work today, and I went on Tubi, and I went to go turn on Money and Violence.
That's your guy right there. He loves Tubi. But go ahead.
Yeah, I love Tubi, man. They got some joints on there.
It's owned by Fox. Anyway,
I don't care. They had Money and Violence. Now it might be done because it's gone. Money and Violence is no longer on Tubi, and that's all I wanted to watch. It's only two seasons, but it's still heat. And now I can't. So this content is unavailable, and I'm like, now how am I gonna watch it? I gotta buy each season on YouTube, and I ain't doing that. So
this is really fake mad.
I'm real mad.
What happened to the traffic story you told us?
I'm watching traffic right now. I had to turn the volume down.
Why?
Why are you still watching traffic?
He's watching traffic.
Damn. Are you going back outside?
No, going that way. Traffic. No, traffic on Nat Geo. It's about like smog. Like this episode's about ghost guns.
Man, we thought you were talking about the news this entire time.
He said watching the news, traffic. Let me turn that down. I'm not crazy. You did say that.
I be smoking weed, man. Leave me alone.
Just don't pee the bed. You good?
Yeah, I'm not going to. If I take NyQuil up, you know what? Never mind.
Brian, what are you fake mad about this week and today?
I'm fake mad. Nate thought we were sitting here watching him watch the news the last hour and a half.
y'all famous last words was, go put some bourbon in that tea. And now y'all mad at me.
What our famous last words? That was your famous last thing you heard.
No, we said bourbon, but you got to pick a better brand. Clearly, Wild Turkey ain't good for you, man.
And then Wild Turkey kicking his ass.
Yeah, that's
looking at traffic for an hour. You probably got to pause. Damn,
oh, I'm watching this girl build some ghost guns. Like, it's crazy.
Hollywood. What are you fake mad about today?
I am fake mad that all days are during the week and not on a weekend.
Wait, I can't hear you. I'm picking up feedback. Start over, please.
I said I am fake mad that my off days fall during the week and not on the weekends. So whenever I want to go to brunch, I have to take the day off, which is complete bull. Until I find another job, and I'm so glad Deacon's up here to help me with that process. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking mad about this week.
Only one you know in that industry. Word. Are you not?
You're an HR person. You work in HR? Hey, brother, let me send you something. We get off this line here. Let me send you something.
I work for the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. Don't you work in corporate America or retail America? Hollywood, you gotta come back.
I don't know why you put my business in the street. I just asked you one question.
I asked you what industry you work.
How about yes? I would love to help you out, my brother, my young king.
I'm about to help you out if you stop peeing the bed for a second and listen to me. So what I would do when I was in retail America is you do have the option to ask for days off or what days you want off in advance before the schedule is made, right? You can go in there.
No.
They don't do that more?
No. It's set.
I suggest you find a different industry. There you go. I don't know. Brian can help you be a masseuse. He's licensed. Nate can help you get paper cuts like Trump. Pause.
Actual paper cuts, though, not like the little scabies things he got.
The clap. Trump got the clap.
I got hand lice like that. Ugh.
You know, I don't have a fake man. Then like something pops up. So let me see. This is the Jeopardy I am completely happy. Yeah, no, I got nothing.
I'll be happier when if the Chiefs get eliminated this weekend.
Oh, you bring up football. I'm fake mad that the Cowboys lost, but whatever. Another year, another disappointment. Welcome to the life of a Cowboys fan. A love-hate story. Be good to each other, people. Like, they just pissed me off with that. I'm not going to.
All right. I'm pissed off too, man. Like, they
hate my boy Brock. You can't trust them, Fousey, and you know that.
That's why I wasn't upset when they lost, but it's kind of like it hits you
again.
It's like, yeah. Grief. You know how grief is. Grief don't come all the time, but when it hits you, boy, it hits you. It's like, nah, I'm good. Be good to yourselves and each other, people. I appreciate everybody here today. Nate the Great, Nasty Nasty Nate from Albany, AB's favorite person. Brian B. Knowing, your baby mother's favorite massager. Young Christian, your favorite deacon when he's speaking. And Hollywood up to no good. Appreciate y'all. The Whatever Face podcast. I'm good to go. I don't really need no words of wisdom. I'm gonna tell you again. Self-esteem starts with self. Stop looking for somebody else to make you feel better. You came in this world alone. Hopefully while you were in the world, you didn't come alone. But you're gonna leave alone. And we'll leave it at that. Peace.